thanks for joining us again. I am James.
I'm Mallory.
And we're so excited to have our guests here. We've got Dalton! Whoa!
The Rock Johnson!
Is there one I'm supposed to look at? The Rock
Johnson!
You may know me from TV.
He's pretty big on TV.
Yeah. Well, Dalton, we have worked with on Studio C. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here, man.
Yeah. This is so exciting. Glad to be here. I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, man.
Yes. I'm like a 20-something finally.
What?
Doing a podcast.
You're right.
I'm not a millennial until you're on a podcast.
And then we have, what was your name?
I'm Stephen Meek.
Did you say Stefan?
That's
because
gross.
That's how it's spelled.
No.
Is it Stephan?
It's Stephan. Stephen.
Mm. It's Stephan.
Listen, the E in the original
like
Greek.
At Stephan.
The E is pronounced like an A. Stephan.
Stephan. Yeah.
Well, welcome Stephan and Dalton.
We love you, Stephan.
This is really undermining my confidence already.
All right. Well, we're going to read through some of Dalton's bad writing.
Whoa.
It's all good.
Is there any?
Seriously, yeah. Dalton. It's all amazing.
I realized what was hard about, like, it wasn't hard finding bad writing of mine. It was hard finding stuff that's like, well, this will be like even fun to read in a bad way.
Yeah,
like that's
right.
Like there's like Fast and Furious bad that's like, that's fun to watch though.
Yeah.
And then there's like Airbender bad that's just like, well, this won't be like worth it. Like I have a couple half sketches or have should we just do the full one?
Let's do the full one and then we can go back through the half sketches.
All right. Well, in the casting here, we're gonna see problems already. There's man one, man two, man three, woman with no lines. So that's early writing.
Welcome to Hollywood.
There is nothing like that is a perfect symbol.
Cop that could be any gender.
Right.
Good say.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first thing I noticed here is that like you always start with like man one and then man two and you need another one, you say three, right? But you start with man two.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
I know there's going to be a man one.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
Start with man two. Yeah.
Man one is implied.
That's
something to look forward to. How about one, two, three, cop?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, great.
Wait.
You're man three.
Huh? Okay.
Okay, great. Two men are sitting down on a bench reading the newspaper, etc. Man one sneezes at you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, don't mention it.
A B, and then man one sneezes again.
Bless you.
Thanks. Allergies. Pause. Then man one breathes in as though he's going to sneeze, and then he holds it in. After another beat, he sneezes louder than ever. Man one looks up at man two, expecting him to say bless you, but man two doesn't respond. Jerk. Man two tries to hide his frustration. Man one sneezes again. Man two, pulling out a gun.
If you sneeze one more time, I swear I will.
Despite trying to hold it in, man one violently sneezes directly at man two's face. Right before the angry man two pulls the trigger, man three runs onto stage and gets in the middle of two.
Oh my gosh. Whoa, man, what's going on here?
I just sneezed and he threatened to kill me.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Listen, let's just figure this out and.
Achoo!
Oh, bless you. See, that's a normal response.
Man one sneezes several times in rapid fire. Man three responds after each sneeze, but gets less patient every time. After the final sneeze, man three opens his coat to show that he has a bomb strapped.
I'm not bluffing. That's enough.
It wasn't on purpose, I swear. I have seasonal allergies and woman walks onto
love
stage
it.
And sneezes. Both man two and man three put down their weapons, say bless you, and smile bless at her as she walks past. When she goes off stage, man one sneezes again, and the other pull out their weapons, threatening him again. Cop runs on stage with gun already drawn.
Everybody freeze! Are you okay, sir?
I'm gonna die because I sneezed too much.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Everyone just put your weapons down. This is all just one giant overreaction to... Achoo!
Man, one, two, and three, I'll pull guns out on a cop and threaten him.
Yeah!
End of sketch.
Yeah!
It was a common thread in most of my early sketches, too. It's like, well, when's the gun coming out of gun?
That's the completely. I relate to that deeply, deeply.
Yeah.
I feel like I've written many sketches where it's like, I don't know where
we should count
with
them
this.
Situation.
We should count them up.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So many.
It's actually also one
I
of my half ones that's
really
like
it. Like escalation. I feel like
yeah.
Escalation of the sketch is always really enjoyable.
Maybe it was just him the wrong
throwing open his just, coat with the bomb strapped to his chest. I don't know. I would, is there a line?
Hilarious. I would argue with like the like directed with the right tone and pacing. Right. You can make that thing sing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
And I guess in a sense, aren't all bad ideas just almost a good idea?
Yes. Yeah. They absolutely are.
I just really enjoyed reading it.
What about Stephen? I think my favorite line though was, "I sneezed so much, I'm going to die."
When man two or three came in, I was like, "See, that's a normal response.
I've been watching you this whole time."
The total condescension of lecturing someone.
You should know this by now. Someone. You of all people.
Guy with bomb and coat at all times says.
My gosh.
That's a normal response.
I know what normal is.
Can't you be normal?
It didn't go off right.
It was on the way to like a bomb con.
It's just a unibomber.
Bomb con. Yeah, it's not like he sneezed in rapid fire succession at that point.
TM. We need to.
Bomb con.
Bomb con TM.
Yeah. don't.
Well done. You have done your worst.
Super fun.
You have done your worst. Oh my goodness. That was fun. All right. never had fun before.
Well, what was this feeling? How did we transition out of the fun?
How did we transition? Did you bring anything?
I did bring something.
Oh, good.
About time.
Listen, I want to see what Stephanie
I didn't
brought.
Bring a sketch. I brought my collected works from
stop this
fourth grade.
Hold on, hard copies.
Hard copies.
These are bound.
Listen, I grew up in the Texas public education system. We did bear books.
Oh, that explains it. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know who else did bear books in their elementary schools.
What does that mean?
But they were just completely blank books that you would illustrate and write yourself.
Do you even look at your cursive?
Wow, you had to use
your both
hand.
Of these in cursive.
Wow.
Yeah. So in fourth grade, I wrote a very boring autobiography of my fourth grade year.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Are you this total nerd with glasses?
Yes.
That might be Michael Leaf.
Wow.
And I apologize,
it
Michael Leaf.
Definitely
for,
is. If you remember his name.
His head is not shaped right.
I know. I'm a fourth grader trying to draw.
You haven't met Michael.
I have artistic aspirations.
No, I just actually really love how you do hair because it's like way receding on everybody.
No, I already had a five head back then. And so.
Michael Leaf is actually really cute. So
this is great.
I'm really impressed.
In fifth grade, I wrote The Great Red Wall Rescue, inspired by the Red Wall.
Red Wall.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes.
Yep. I actually wanted to show you guys in the back, you would have autographs.
Oh my gosh.
Signed from friends who read the book and everything. I signed my own autograph page three times.
What?
Look, Stephen, you rule me.
Still got it.
In a different font, I wrote, "Your book is great, Stephen. You're so cute." Britney Spears.
Yes!
And on the back page, in yet another font, "I love your book and I love you, Sarah Michelle Gellar."
Even
as a child.
That is perfect.
I know.
Such a ladies man.
What can I say?
My gosh.
That's something I can see myself doing today.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like, that's clever.
That's hilarious.
It's a fifth grader just being a little delusional, I suppose.
No.
The real gem I wanted to share was a poem I wrote in sixth grade. You know, like they publish it and then like extort all the parents to buy it, kind of. One of those situations, assume.
Okay. It's a great business.
Because I don't think I would have been published in any other capacity.
Stop it.
Of course not.
I think the quality deteriorates as you like read this book. So I'm on page 312 of 350.
That's not last.
That's not last. That's not last. But it's not first.
Okay.
Here's my poetry from sixth grade.
It's going to be so good.
I think I'm going to close my eyes.
A pure adoration dedicated to Chelsea. Chelsea, if you ever see this, you'll remember.
Forget you!
Forget you. We didn't end up together. All right. Oh my gosh. I'm already like blushing really hard.
Stop it. Read it. Read it.
The earth may change over years, but time does not alter my love.
Oh.
As radiant as the moon you are,
as graceful as a pure, peaceful dove. I'm already like tearing up from how embarrassing this is. Okay.
No, stop
from
it.
From how beautiful this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, just beautiful, right?
Really pretty.
For my love doth bloom everlasting, as sure as the stars in the sky, growing until adulthood, maturing through dreams, soaring high. You guys should be reacting a little more. Like,
this is
embarrassing. I'm pretty impressed.
Right. I'm kind of like withdrawing into myself.
Thinking of all your past
this
loves.
This is making me feel.
Overflowing with kindness you remain, brimming with happiness and affection, filling my soul with sweet song, abounding my heart with protection. Here's where it gets spicy. Oh. I have always longed for your lips.
Ooh.
To meet mine in absolute 12. Desire. I know. For your pure and passionate embrace to rouse my spirits to fire. And now I close the serenade. I wish I could express my heart more. I close this poem with the last sentence. You are the girl I adore.
Oh my gosh.
I actually got chills.
That's a spicy poem.
I close this poem with.
It is totally spicy. But also, I don't think, when I was 12, limericks only.
Limericks only.
Like, there's no way I could have written that.
I never would have thrown in some dots.
No.
Dot?
No, like the doth desire.
Doth desire.
Or even like doing some, what was it, forever unchanging, you remain. You know, like you did
whatever
like,
that is, the reversing of
the Yoda speak.
Yoda speak.
Yoda speak is what they call right. Shakespeare often Yoda spoke.
Can we get a little bit of context?
Who's Chelsea? Chelsea? Where
did she know?
Chelsea. She knew. I printed it and gave it to her.
Because that's
whoa.
Hold on.
And then she disappeared.
Okay, yeah, explain.
All right. I think it was sixth grade. Another girl had broken up with me, and it really tore me up. But Chelsea swooped in and healed my heart. And I wrote this poem to her because I was moving. I wrote this while living
Stop it!
So you disappeared.
So I disappeared.
My goodness.
And we didn't connect on Facebook until years later.
Oh my gosh.
Who wrote The Notebook? Who wrote those books?
The Notebook?
John.
Yeah.
Oh, Nicholas Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yep,
okay.
Joshua Sparks.
Okay, Staffan Sparks.
Staffan Sparks.
You guys are seriously giving it way more credit than I did.
No, we're not. Okay,
no, I was. I read it again last night for the first time in like a few years, and I was what? It felt so cringy to me.
But it's
because
you were vulnerable. But, and the best poetry is vulnerability.
I guess I was more mortified at first because I'm like, Chelsea has no idea.
Chelsea did know.
That's why I was like, because
it wasn't published until seventh grade, and I like called her from Midland, Texas, where I was, and asked her if she could tell me the poem so that I could put it in. It was basically for an assignment in English class.
Oh wow.
To like turn it in. And I was like, I don't want to write a new
poem.
She
read it.
You're like, that's my poem.
That is the poem I wrote.
I'm writing a new poem.
So I wrote it to my teacher. Gave it to the teacher and she sent it to this thing. And I'm not even sure I went through puberty
then
yet.
Then you wrote, you always long for my lips to meet them in a passion. I could not have been able to do that when I was 13. There's no way. The closest I came to this was like there was a kid named, I can't remember, it started with a B. It was like Brendan or Brandon or something. Mm. And he wrote some kind of weird fanfic about us being together.
Together?
Oh, yes.
Oh, heavens.
And I just like, you know, never spoke to him. So that's the point of it.
I was gonna say, like, what is that like?
Never because I was in fifth grade and I was like freaked out by it. Like, but you were like a true Casanova, like printing off your poems and getting them laminated and getting them.
You're like, it's in Comic Sans.
I'm impressed.
No, Chelsea, if you still have that poem, I'd love to know.
Chelsea, he would love for you to call him and read it back to him because he needs to write it down again.
He has an assignment.
Please subscribe, Chelsea.
Man.
No, you.
No, that was
very
great.
Good. Very good.
You did,
very
you did something. I don't know if that's your worst, but it was.
Feels like I've been humble bragging now, and I apologize. I really thought it wasn't good.
Well, I wasn't that published.
I wasn't that published.
Like a light published.
Oh, critically acclaimed. Nobel laureate.
I just wouldn't have been able to handle it. That's all I got to say. If somebody had written me that poem at that age, I would have been like,
I wonder what her parents thought if they like ever read it. They're like, what okay. the?
Who wants you to rouse him? I wasn't going to read this,
but this is what I found reading through some stuff and just trying to find things for the podcast.
Yeah.
But just to juxtapose.
Ooh, here we go.
Here we go.
You were 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, double that. That's how old I was. Here we go. From inside the Christmas tree. Watching you, watching me.
Hold on.
Is this a romance?
Totally. So.
Hold on. Keep going.
He sees everything we do, watching me, watching you. Sees the children scream and shout, coming in, going out. Sees the children calm again, going out, coming in. Lights that change from dusk till dawn, yours are off, his are on. Winter clothes so warm and soft. Yours are on, his are on.
You had to see both sides.
Yeah. So can't we all agree, you guys, it's good trees don't have brains or eyes, or else instead of magical, Christmas time would be very uncomfortable.
That's amazing. My gosh.
There was such a good like poetic device being used. I don't know what to call it, but the opposites.
Is that the divine
unique literary term?
I did like the device.
Enough that you're like, in poetry.
A lot of poetry is like that, though, right? I mean, isn't it ultimately?
Because you're talking about the clothes of the tree coming off because the needles fell off.
Yeah. Well, when the lights inside are off, the Christmas tree's lights are on. I guess I was confused. Yeah. Because
I think that's what it was. It was like trying to.
I thought there was like a little creature in the tree.
I thought it was from inside the Christmas tree. Watching inside the Christmas tree.
But you meant like inside
like a spy network.
The mind of the Christmas, tree. Yeah?
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. You don't remember.
I'm interpreting it with you guys.
You've got like this blank
I think it's a fun mixture of like, this is poetry, but it's also like a My First Opposites book.
Yes.
But at the end, it was just like, you know, now that I've written this poem, wouldn't it be creepy if trees could see you?
Uh-huh.
And that's the end of the poem.
I love that, though, about, like, I mean, the essay you read from high school as well is just like the idea that you're writing and then by the end you're like, I just realized something. I'm going to write that too.
Your writing is really
like, it's an example. Yeah, you're figuring things out as you go.
You see my process.
Yes.
And then I don't change it.
Now that I've written this poem, I started it out sweet, but I'm pretty creeped out. Are you guys creeped out?
It says, can we all agree, you guys?
I forgot to add you guys. Come on.
It's good trees don't have brains or eyes.
Oh my gosh. I love that. It's amazing.
So I have like a Google Doc of like 20 pages of ideas that I have no idea what to do with.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I decided I'm not going to read just off of that random because I think there's a lot of like not fun bad ideas.
Right. Like chair.
But I'm like, hey, here's some ideas as like a rehearsal dinner for a wedding because there's a rehearsal dinner, but what do you know what to do for that?
Yeah.
Right.
Rehearse for the rehearsals.
Colorblind person plays guitar hero says gray.
It's like one joke. It's amazing. I love ideas like that where it's just like, oh, this would be such a good sketch. Oh, I've got this one line.
It's like a comic strip.
Yeah.
You can turn these into your comic strips.
Yes.
Yes, please do.
Plug time.
What's the plug?
Please do plug. We'll put it in words in front of you.
The rare words.
So this is a pretty poorly drawn, I don't know what camera to look at here. I'll just look at you guys. A poorly drawn like Instagram comic called Too Dumb to Film because I feel like there's a lot of ideas. Most of my ideas are like, these should never be sketches, but maybe comics. Too Dumb to Film. Instagram.
Love it.
Yeah.
Do it.
But even these are like, I don't even think these could be comics. They're like too odd. The songwriter Moby. We know Moby. Being chased by Captain Ahab because his name is Moby. So hear me out on this one. Undercover cops try to get a confession out of a suspect by getting him to sing a very specific karaoke song.
So it's
I was imagining an original song.
Who cares? It's not going to happen. I really like that idea. The idea that you've got like the screen and it's like
two cops that are just taking
it. I shot him in the face.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah.
I was like, what actually song made up singing the song? Yeah. The cops
Dalton,
wrote
I
it.
Think that idea has that, legs. I could see that working because I feel just like you could, especially if the person is like getting into it, but they're like, I'm not gonna sing that, but ooh, and it's like maybe it's a duet.
Yeah, and it's like a peer pressure. I believe in it. Okay, great.
That's really fun.
The fun Olympics where contestants must be fat.
That's all I have. Fun Olympics.
Yeah, it's like it's just all these sports, but just imagine.
What's your name for it?
I can say this because I'm fat. It's like if everyone was fat, it'd be so much funner. That's all I have on that. Person responding to ink blot test by saying ink blot is the first person to win.
It's been a trick question the whole time.
Yeah, so it's been like interpreting it, but you're not supposed to interpret it.
What do you see? Ink blot.
Just won $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I don't even know. Two frogs at concert making out. Way too much tongue.
Way too much tongue.
I want to see two humans as the two frogs with prehensile tongues or whatever they call them. Just wrapped in knots. I feel like I've seen a cartoon like this now that I'm thinking about it. Has anybody seen a cartoon like this?
Jason born like toddler experiencing infantile amnesia. So like infantile amnesia, but responding to it the way Jason Bourne responds to amnesia. Just killing everybody.
As a toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see it.
I feel like I should stop. There's like a lot of these on here.
Oh, no, I'm enjoying this.
AA meeting for dumb jokes. It's called eh? Eh?
Yeah. Oh, no.
That was the best reaction.
This is literally where that idea was supposed to go out into the world.
Right.
And now it's done.
Let's see. Pac-Man just lives off donut holes. There's a TLC special on him.
I
love how you have to add the special for it to be like.
Yeah, it's kind of like a My Strange Addiction kind of thing. Yeah. Let's see. We got two more. Everything Midas touches turns to gold, but he's fat, so he still eats all of it. There's a lot of like, I don't know, let's just add their fat. I don't know if like I was in a good place while writing these down. It's like, well, that's funny.
With that one, you're thinking like he touches a stick of butter and he's like, oh no, it's a gold, but it was butter before.
I brought it here because I actually don't remember. And I think that's funny, but I don't remember. Let's see. Oh, I don't even know.
Dalton himself uses his Jason Bourne amnesia to coalesce over his ideas.
Oh no. Here we go. Photo slideshow for an arranged marriage is just a ton of pictures of the last 5 minutes they've known each other. And that's all. Yeah, I'll just end the idea.
I wrote down
way too many.
It's one picture.
That's what I really love about lists like this, though. It's like, I might not be able to flesh this into anything massive, but it's really just like joke. And it's just a great exercise, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot that's like, I will never use it. And I have no intentions of ever using this idea, but I can't bring myself to delete this idea.
Yeah.
You have to write it down. I really believe in it too. Cause I think we probably all have a document like that.
Oh yeah.
Which just like, I mean, and I do think it's interesting how ideas might start out. Like when I first started, I felt like I was writing things like national anthem, trolls.
Yeah.
You know, like Wiccans.
Like that's supposed to spark it.
Are
your ideas mostly like a category or like what are your ideas?
I think at the time I was so new to writing like sketches. I mean, because I hadn't written anything like a sketch at all until I was in Divine Comedy.
Right.
That to me was like, oh, do a sketch about like trees. You know what I mean? So, because I've never seen that before.
So
like,
many trees.
A lot of them trees were like, so I relatable. Gotta like, if I personify a chair, no. Personify a car, no, cars did that. You know, like, I felt like it's they were just dying. That rudimentary at first. Uh-huh. And then eventually, like, your ideas are still, they're pretty good ideas still, because they're like, you know, they're actually, you can see how they would play into concept. More than one joke. And you have a concept there, and you've reminded mm-hmm. yourself, like, what's funny about it. Which I think is something.
Right. Yeah,
you
that's know, true. That's
you're
true.
Further down the road than you could be.
Yeah, it's like how I actually prefer watching movie trailers to movies.
Really?
Like it's just like, this is the best part of the whole movie. I can only be disappointed now.
Yeah, you know what? Sure. And I think I would love to make movie trailers. I think it'd be super fun. Yeah. You get to just like make something look like it has no problems.
Well, yeah. And there's the trailers.
Yeah.
There's the trailers. People have done those, like redoing a movie in the trailer to make it look like a rom-com. Like,
yes, right. Yes.
It's like, yeah, you can, a horror you can edit
The Shining like a, as a father-son.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel similarly, yeah. But I feel like that about the first 25 minutes of a movie. It's usually my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm always excited. Like there's so much potential at the beginning of a movie that I'm like, oh, what if this happens and this happens? And then often disappointed after that. But I love the first 25 minutes of almost, I mean, anything that's like working well enough.
Yeah.
Steven, what is your, like, how do you write ideas down? Like,
do I do similar way? To this where I don't write them down frequently enough. I realize like, I'll suddenly remember like 5 days later, oh, I had an idea.
I do that.
I didn't write it. Yeah. I'm just like, rack my brain. No, it's so horrible. Feeling. It's literally gone.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like that still happens to me all the time because you just don't always, you're in a conversation with someone, you're like, but you like, don't want to be rude. I do think though, the key for me has been lower your bar for what is worth writing down as low as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
put it,
anything
put
that
it
you
like,
feel like,
in into the epicenter of the earth so that you can write anything down and not ever judge yourself, because you just never know.
Right.
It might make you laugh a year from now in a different way because you're laughing at the person who thought of that idea and that person. You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of my, I must think in dialogue or something, because a lot of my ideas are just a peer person says this.
Well, you're a real character, man.
But sometimes I don't do enough. And so I write like, I wouldn't know what to do with a city if I sat on it.
Is that a city planner? Is this a particularly large person?
Let's pitch on it.
I think it's just that like
something in gold.
You wouldn't know what to do with that thing if you
if it hit you in the nose.
But it's just like
sat on a city.
But this like that's not.
I wouldn't know what to do with a city. Like you're, are you traveling to it?
What would you do with the city?
I don't know the city if I sat on it. I don't know.
It's just kind of a hyperbolic way of writing that.
Yeah, it's just like that's a funny, and so it's like, if I don't,
I think the confusion
stuff,
of that is the fun part.
Absolutely, yeah, like,
literally, everyone. What are you saying?
Yeah,
I know. Like, I've definitely something that is definitely a part of my brain is I love it when people misuse idioms so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when like it's just a little off and they're really confident about it. It's just one of my favorite things. So I feel like I would like a character that would say things like that and be like, "That's a normal thing to say." You know what I mean? Exactly.
Most of the things I wrote are just very much like it's based on like one line,
right?
Just a thing someone says,
right?
Either like repeated over and over again, like
based on
the bisque or like
I'm
not listening or like whatever.
Janitor.
There's a lot of really good sketches like that though. Has that kind
it's
of
true.
Deal
yeah,
that's true.
The, I definitely it was just the one thing, and at first I was like I just wrote the one joke
the
out
word.
And thought that it was just going to be a blackout, but then I was like, what if she keeps saying
what if it's a lot of blackouts?
Blackouts on blackouts.
I think that's a good way to like write down ideas though, because like I realized the problem with the log line is I hate the idea afterwards, because at the time I'm like, and then this guy says this, and I don't write that down, and then it's like, what was this dumb idea?
You forgot the joke that you
you have to write everything you think about the idea. And I think just not judging it, because what if I'm often like, oh, a better joke than this, like in my notes are full of me writing or something. So it's like, or something. It's like, so and so says, pass the macaronis or something.
Or something completely different.
Like, something like that's something better. If I ever had a production company, I'd probably call it or something better. Or something better.
My favorite idea that I've ever seen is like, because Aaron and I would like exchange bad ideas all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would look at his like document. He would look at mine. And like my favorite one that I would always make fun of him for, like he wrote down charades, parentheses, think of more, and parentheses. That was it. And I had made fun of him for years about that. Finally he called me up one day and he was like, Dalton, you won't believe this. I thought of more. And I knew exactly what he was talking about because like I made fun of him that much.
That's like, amazing.
Like he did the charades amazing thing that like won best writing in a film festival or something.
Stop,
I'm like,
it.
That
little
That film was that was recent.
Yeah.
The Muse spoke.
Amazing.
But a part of me is like really sad because I'm just like, it was just so perfect as this nothing thing and this thing that
like, how dare
see
you
see
to get away
right
from you?
The magic's gone.
Right.
I had the audacity to say this to specify that this is a book idea, not just a sketch idea. Something very Chinese is happening to me right now.
Something very Chinese.
Is it like?
I think
confusing.
It was like,
because you don't
he was
know
having
Chinese
dreams of like ancestors, and it's like in Mulan.
So he was
I
something
guess
very Mulan is happening.
And like, yeah,
and Mulan's Chinese. So
yeah,
so that's not wrong.
It's a book idea.
They're like,
that's
dream,
what it is.
Dreams coming to him about guiding him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's a book.
I love
you. Just you wait 10
show
years from now.
He's gonna think
of
more.
More.
He's gonna think of more. Well, that's that legitimately though. I think it's like a writing principle. Now you're putting words to it, but the idea of thinking of more.
Yeah.
Like that's why I do think it's important to write things down. Well, we should do this again.
Yeah.
We should get together and we should just read ideas.
Absolutely.
I think,
that sounds great.
Man, I could do that for weeks.
Yes.
Weeks.
Thank you guys so much for
you guys
watching,
amazing
listening
at
to this podcast.
Just
we're already done. Thank you, Dalton.
Thank
yeah
you.
It's already over.
I can't
time
believe
flies. We just have fun.
Well, I'm taking you all for myself.
Thank you.
All right.
I miss us.
James, that looks fun.
Good to you guys. James, please, please come back though. We'd love to have you back on sometime.
Yeah,
and then, you
absolutely
know, as the
podcast so happy to be here.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Progressing. Just writers. Rolling
just
out
riders.
Riders.
Just riders. Okay, bye.
Bye.